Hello, church. All right. I was asked to give a living picture this morning to talk about all the blessings God has given to us and how he has brought us to the point that we are. This is also somewhat of a goodbye, since this is our last Sunday here before we leave for Europe. But I just had some things that I really wanted to share to just praise God for how much he's actually given us. I have it out written word for word here so that I don't take 15 minutes in doing so. So I'll be looking down a little bit. But last time I gave a living picture, it was a year or two ago, I shared about how God had provided amazingly, especially in the early times of Megan and I's relationship and marriage. Talked about some of the miraculous things of how Megan was allowed to get appendicitis so that they would find the cancer that was there. And today she's still able to live cancer-free from that. God allowed Megan to stay home as taking care of Adelie because he provided me with a job that was much better than I ever thought that I could get. And he allowed for our family to work that way. And for about 3 years, we were able to work alongside this wonderful church in fellowship and ministry as a couple. And then God called us to missions when we attended a missions conference down in Florida with Word of Life. And we heard about how there were people actually asking Word of Life in Europe to come and to minister to their young people. And they were having to turn them away, saying that they couldn't send anyone simply because they didn't have enough people to send. And that started us on this whole road, and after much prayer and thinking and counsel, we set off on a crazy journey where I quit my well-paying job, we sold the house that we had, and we ended up back in New York this whole past year for training and for schooling and for healing. And also at that time, our second daughter, Annabelle, or Gracie as we like to call her, joined us during that time. And then starting this past September, we're missionaries. we've been along the road figuring out exactly what that feels like and how that works. And starting in September, it was time to tell people the details about what we are doing and secure the financial support for the next 2 years of ministry that we are going to be doing in Poland. World Life initially asked us at the beginning to raise $2,300 in monthly support and about $15,500 in setup expenses, and to do it in 3 months. And I don't think I told a single person or committee that fact without getting some kind of a shocked response. We hit many unexpected hills along the way, but God supplied all of our needs at every single turn. One of the biggest hills that we were going to climb is that we knew that we still needed to include health insurance in that, but the health insurance that we needed ended up being a lot more than either we or our home office anticipated, primarily because maternity coverage overseas is really complicated and really expensive. So that $2,300 a month that we needed to raise in 3 months went up to about $3,000 a month in expenses that we need to do. Then on top of that, we found that, surprise, also a little bit of announcement, we're pregnant. we were already pregnant, which insurance-wise, that put us back at square one with something else to figure out. But also, praise God, we're expecting a third child to join us in the middle of July of this coming year. And I was getting to that. Yes, yes, it is a boy. We found out a couple of days ago, so we are expecting a little boy to join us. So the leadership, and also the leadership at Word of Life, the missions committee here, and also us agree that for a number of factors and things all considered, were the best thing for us was to actually have the baby here in the States instead of Poland. So now our plan is that we're leaving at the normal time that we're going to, flying January 23rd to Europe, and then we'll be back here in the States in June, have the baby here, and leave as soon as mommy and baby are healthy and able to do so. So we'll be back here a little bit sooner than what what we thought, but we will still be in Poland until January of 2020. But, of course, tickets cost money, and so we're like, okay, so now we need to have funds to come back here. And unbeknownst to us, God provided an additional $4,000 above and beyond with the set up funds we were asked to raise, which totally covers the tickets, and we are still completely 100% taken care of, even with unexpected things coming our way. There have been a lot of other smaller things God has done to provide us during this time, such as allowing us to drive thousands of miles in our 2000 Toyota Sienna and not experiencing any mechanical problems with it at all. And with telling you some more of our story, I just wanted to encourage you more that sometimes things just seem humanly impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And that is why Megan and I aren't scared, but rather excited about the challenges that lay ahead of us. And I also wanted to say thank you to the church family that has generously made this mission possible, and we want to praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I just wanted to leave you with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths.